Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy day beds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
You're tuned into Buffalo Bulls Radio. This is UB Football Insider with Lance Leipold, presented by Santora's Pizza Pub and Grill, co-sponsored by Kegworks and A-Turf, brought to you in part by our Team UB partners, New Era Cap, Nike, AdPro Sports, WGRZ Channel 2, Pepsi, Town BMW, and ComDoc. UB Football Insider is coming to you live from Santora's Pizza Pub and Grill. Here's UB head football coach Lance Leipold and assistant athletic director for communications, John Fuller.
Good evening, everyone. Thanks for tuning us in. UB Football Insider with head coach Lance Leipold, live from Santora's Pizza Pub and Grill here on Millersport Highway. If you have time on your way home from work, please swing by and say hello. Say hello to Coach. I'd love to see you. Coach, you know, coming off a tough loss last week against Ball State, but I thought a lot of positives, and it really seems like the team's starting to kind of figure it out. I thought especially offensively the Bulls made a lot of strides. Had season best 470 yards of total offense. And just to talk about just, you know, where the team is right now.
Well, I think, you know, kind of what catches your eye in that game is that we're I guess, finally able to generate some explosive plays. You could see a couple long runs. Jordan Johnson had at least one of 20. But the thing that stuck out the most was our ability to finally throw the ball down the field and make some plays. And once, what do you see what you can do? You can eat up yards quickly. You gain confidence. You shorten fields and all that. And that was a big part of it. And then again, which has kind of been our nemesis in this thing is there was a 12-play, 3-minute and 45-second portion of the game where we gave up almost 250 yards and three touchdowns. And you just can't have that. We had our opportunities. We were ahead at half. Had a chance, the game gets tied. You have a chance to take the lead again, have a touchdown called back, and you just can't overcome it.
Yeah, I want to talk a lot about the play of Tyree Jackson, your quarterback. He just continues to just get better and better each week. And he had his best game this past week against Ball State, throwing for over 300 yards. I think it was 29 of 46, 306 yards. First freshman quarterback in the Bulls' FBS era since 1999 to throw for over 300 yards in a game. And you can really tell, you know, he's really starting to kind of figure out this offense and figure out his role in this team. And he's been great. I mean, every time he's in there, you can just tell people are sitting up. They're excited to watch him play and kind of talk about where he is right now.
Well, you know, I guess his stature at his height and his size and, you know, being talked about for a long time since the time he signed with us, everybody's kind of waiting and expecting big things. And, you know, puts a lot on his shoulders. And he continues to make good decisions. He's, you know, we're not getting sacked, knock on wood. You know, that's if things are going well there. And you can just see as he gains confidence, like with a lot of things, the game starts slowing down for him. And he buys time, but he doesn't panic. He doesn't force it. And those are things that are great signs for the future. As we try to, you know, piece a 60-minute game together. Like you're alluding to, there's parts of this that are very encouraging. Unfortunately, it's not coming together quickly enough for us to make that happen on the scoreboard.
Yeah, I thought, especially with Tyree, you know, coming out of that Boston College game where he really, you know, the whole team kind of struggled offensively, but he really bounced back. In the past 2 weeks against Kent State and Ball State, he was combined 48 of 85 for 556 yards and four touchdowns. So, you know, I really think it's, you know, a testament to him and you know, really how he's able to put kind of block, you know, the negatives and bounce back and you know,
he's done it. Well. Yeah, and I think what you're referring to is he kind of flushes a play, he flushes a game, and kind of gets on to the next thing, and without letting it kind of snowball on him and do some things. And for a young quarterback to be able to do that is very encouraging for us and our offense and its future. But for our fans and for our team is that you know, it's a, you know, we're just impatient waiting for the whole thing to come together, and hopefully that'll happen sooner than later.
Yeah, another aspect I'm really encouraged about is your turnovers right now. You know, against Albany, you know, we had four turnovers in that game, but in the, five games since then, only three turnovers total, and never more than one in a game. So, you know, and with all that youth on offense, that's got to be encouraging.
Yeah, you know, the turnovers and the penalties in the first game were way too many for any game. You know, and then especially when you're playing an FCS opponent, you're hoping things can go your way. They're expected to go your way. They don't. But, you know, you look at, okay, you know, when you're evaluating yourself, okay, how are you getting better? What's getting better? Are you self-destructing? Are, you know, what are the things that are happening? And, you know, the things that we'd really cut back on are penalties and turnovers, and those still give you a chance for success. Saturday, I think we had five penalties, which is the high since the first game, and that still isn't, I think you're right around, you know, league average. So you're handling the ball. We created some turnovers finally, I think, for first time in a while. So we win the turnover battle. We're not shooting ourselves in the foot with penalties. And those are also very positives that we got to keep reminding our team as we work to get better.
Yeah, you alluded to it earlier in the broadcast as we're speaking with head coach Lance Leipold. How do you avoid giving up those big plays defensively? Because there's a lot of promise and there's a lot of positives on the defensive side of the ball. You see a lot of big plays. They forced three turnovers last week, but there's just a couple of those explosive plays that the other teams are getting. And you know, how do you keep the guys locked in for 60 minutes of a game?
Well, as I told our team, and I kind of said it before to some other people, is that if it was one or two players, if it was one or two simple things, you make those changes and you move on. And that's the challenge of coaching and coaching at the high school and college levels with young men, is it's consistency. It's being sound in what you're doing. It's staying focused. It's, you know, gap integrity. It's getting where you're supposed to be. And, you know, also it's, you know, because, you know, and we as coaches got to put our players in good positions. All those things have to come together. But some of those big runs are, like I say, we might have a two guys in a gap. We might have a linebacker overrun something. We may not be able to get off a block on the perimeter. It could be any or all of those, and all of a sudden you're giving up big plays. And like you said, you've got to be able to eliminate those in crucial parts of games to have a chance to win.
Is that something you can't really practice that, right? I mean, it's almost like you have to hope the instincts kick in during games.
Well, a lot of things. I mean, can you scrimmage it and do those? I mean, you work certain things on scout teams, but then you're also getting in certain parts of weeks where, you know, the body starts wearing down a little bit. There's almost so much full banging around that you can do, and then next week you play in a short week. And so there's a lot of things that you try to do. But fundamentally, and you talk about pad level, you work drills, all the things that when they work with their position coach, they transfer into these things. They have to concentrate as they do those, that they transfer into the team sessions and then transfer into game-like situations on Saturday. But, you know, you work on shedding blocks. You work on keeping your outside arm and leg free. You work on blitz tracks and stunt tracks of where you're supposed to be, what gap you're supposed to be in. And, you know, some things happen is that your scout team, you know, very rarely is going to work at the speed of your opponent. So when you see it and it moves and you're running full speed, where exactly is that gap going to be? Are you going to stay there? Sometimes we end up, and then all of a sudden that's how creases happen. That happens in high school. That happens in peewee football, and it'll happen on the NFL on Sundays. And that's why they're used to big plays all across football. We just have to be more consistent in ours.
All right, well, we're going to take a break. When we come back, we're going to break down the Bulls' Saturday opponent. They'll play at Northern Illinois on Saturday afternoon. We'll talk about that next. You're listening to UB Bulls Football Insider. Head Coach Lance Leipold live on ESPN 1520.
Join us at Santora's Pizza Pub and Grill. Hey, it's Paul Santora letting you know we have two great locations. One on Millersport Highway next to the Marriott. One on Transit Road next to Transit Lanes. We've got 60 taps, 66 TVs. All of our food is made to order with the freshest and most natural ingredients. Both locations have live music, Millersport on Friday, Transit Friday and Saturday night. There's no better place to enjoy football and hockey with great drink and food specials for every game. Santora's Pizza Pub and Grill since 1927. Four generations strong, the only family to say we are the original. Santora's Pizza Pub and Grill. Great food, great people, great beer.
Hello, this is that Kegworks guy for the Kegworks store. Are you sick of that neighbor throwing the best party every year? We have everything you need to kick that guy's party right in the you-know-whats. From an extensive line of Jell-O shot supplies to keg pumps, premium cocktail mixers, beer pong tables, and so much more. So get to the Kegworks store at 1460 Military Road in Kenmore, just south of Sheridan. Until next time, this is that Kegworks guy reminding you, go to the Kegworks store.
This month at Town BMW, lease a 2016 BMW 320i xDrive sedan for $275 per month. Only $275 per month. Call 505-2100, 505-2100, or stop by 8215 Main Street in Williamsville today.
Town BMW is proud to be the official auto partner of UB Athletics and offers special pricing to UB students and employees.
Pricing, performance.
We got this, Coach. Join our hometown team and let's have a winning season.
We love our town.
Midweek football returns to UB Stadium on Thursday, October 27th, when the Bulls host MAC rival Akron. Kickoff is 7:30 p.m., but the excitement starts at 4:30, right inside Stampede Square. Don't miss out on the tailgate concert featuring country music star Chris Lane. It's country music, tailgating, and football in your own backyard. For tickets and more information, call 877-UB-THERE. That's 877-UB-THERE, or visit ubbulls.com.
Welcome back to UB Football Insider with Lance Leipold, live from Santora's Pizza Pub and Grill on Millersport Highway, right next to UB Stadium. Here's John Fuller.
Fans, did you know that the Blue and White Fund supports over 500 UB student-athletes across 20 sports? To learn more about how you could become a member of the Blue and White Fund and support all of our student-athletes, log on to bullsblueandwhite.com today. All right, Coach. Next game is this Saturday against Northern Illinois, and Northern Illinois is coming into this game with an un-Northern Illinois record from what we've been used to in years past. They're 1-6, but if you really look at this Northern Illinois team, you know they are probably better than what their record projects.
Well, without a doubt, I think a team that was and still can get themselves back in the race, but they're they said uncharacteristic for them. I think when you look at their schedule and maybe one of the more difficult schedules based on had to go to Wyoming, lost in three overtimes, an improving Wyoming team, tougher place to play with elevation, things like that. A top 25 San Diego State team came to their place. They went down to South Florida and Tampa and played the University of South Florida, which is a team that last year at the end of the season was one of the hotter teams in college football, very athletic team, and lost their quarterback again at that game. So they've really battled some injuries, and you took that. Then they're kind of licking their wounds, and, Western Illinois and FCS school comes in and excited and kind of puts one away from again, and then they lose later on. Then they play Western Michigan, top 20, rated 20th in the nation right now, and then Central Michigan in a three overtime game. So some really good opponents. They're still fighting. They want to try to get themselves back into a bowl, and I'm sure Coach Carey will have them ready to go this week.
Yeah, I was looking at their schedule, and their opponents this season are a combined 32-7. So they've had a tough schedule so far. So
yeah, and Rod, he handles it well, and they've been through it. But that's a program that, you know, when expectations are so high and something doesn't go right, it's something there. But they've battled, you know, they've played multiple quarterbacks. They're doing things. But when you look at the skill, now that they've settled on a running quarterback, they've got one of the better running backs in the league. They have one of the better receivers in the league. They schematically do a lot of things that incorporate all of them on a lot of different plays, and that'll be a big test for our defense.
Yeah, speaking of some of their players, wide receiver Galladay leads the MAC in receiving, really stud receiver.
Yeah, 49 receptions in 7 games. Besides the catches, they're going to make sure they hand it to him a few times as well. A very confident, big play guy that will be a good challenge for our corners and our defense as a whole.
They have a new quarterback this year. What challenges are when you see a quarterback? It's Anthony Maddie, right? Is their starting quarterback they have, and he kind of runs that read option spread offense, which a lot of teams obviously do. But when you face a running quarterback like that, they can run and throw. And what are the challenges there?
Well, the extra balance that it occurs, because again, with an all conference running back and all conference receiver, they've got that. Then they're using, you know, fly motion with it to give the sweep look as well, so they can outflank you in a very very quickly when they time it up really quickly, and boom, they're going to hand it to him. So a lot of times you got to get your outside linebackers outside of the box there to kind of prevent that. Then they may be giving it to the back, and if they don't give it to the back or the receiver, the running back may be the lead blocker then, and the quarterback's going to follow it up. So it's a challenge for you. It's probably going to be similar to the Kent game schematically and some of the things with the quarterback run, but quite honestly, with a better surrounding crew, then maybe not quite as talented at runner as far as the physicality of Hollywood, but the fact that they've got all conference players to go around with them is going to really be the challenge. But the good thing is we've seen it enough now. We're starting to see it more and more in different ways that we can defend it. But being consistent and you know, wrapping up and making plays right away are going to be key.
Yeah. What is, I mean, is discipline the thing you're really teaching these guys this week?
Well, it has to be each and every week. You know, I think one of the things that we're trying to get a little better at as well is once we see it, we got to go. We got to go. We got to get downhill. We got to play. It's a little bit of hesitation and then seeing it and you know, being on the proper angles and letting it loose and going to make it. And I think sometimes it's probably a lot of things right now with where we're at as a program that we're trying to overcome is it sometimes that's just confidence. And it's confidence that you can go make that play instead of being just slightly hesitant. Just let it go. Go make it. And if you're going to make mistakes, make them aggressively, not tentatively. And I think our guys will do that.
Yeah. Defensively and offensively, for that matter, do you feel like if the guys just make a few of those plays and build the confidence, like, do you think it's like a flipping a switch almost? Like, okay, we can do this, and that's what turns it around?
Yeah, and you know, because the last thing, you know, John, we've tried to do as we've talked through these weeks is that we're not gonna make excuses, and we have to be accountable for what's happening and how we're going about it. But you take the Army win, and then if you could have taken that and not played maybe a Power 5 school the next week as physical and where that was with Boston College, who knows where that confidence could have led early on. You know, there's some things there that you wish that type of quarter could maybe catapult you into some other things. But we got to find another one that gets us to do that and carry that in and really start a game and carry it for 4 quarters. If you remember a year ago, you know, we played poorly and flat at Central Michigan, and we're kind of sitting there licking our wounds of where we're at, and then, boom, we played Ohio, and all of a sudden the first quarter, and we beat one of the better teams in the league. We've got to find one of those and kind of build on that.
Yeah. Northern Illinois actually came here last season, and this is the second straight year we're playing them. Does that help? A little familiarity with the Huskies?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, we go back to a week ago. We hadn't played Ball State. You're not really sure. You're looking on film. I mean, there were parts of their game that we thought, you know, maybe they're a little better at. I'm talking Ball State.
Yep.
And then there were things on film that you looked at, and you know what? Maybe it appeared a little faster, a little more physical in some areas than maybe we – you know, it wasn't quite the same. So once you've had a chance, one thing we found out last year against Northern Illinois, especially with all the success they had, we really thought we came out a little bit on our heels, playing one of the, you know, the team that's been a premier team in this conference for a long time, and I think we kind of we waited that first half. We got down a lot. Then second half, we just went out and played. And that was one of the nicer things I think Rod Carey said is that, you know, how physical and how well we played the second half against them and that, you know, we outplayed them. Now, they made a relax a little bit, but we were down 8 5 minutes to go and had the ball. And weren't able to make it happen. But, I mean, if we can come out with some confidence and kind of use that from what we learned in last year's matchup and especially that second half, hopefully we can make that turn to our favor.
Well, if I remember correctly, you're going to have a lot of fans in the stands. I know you said you're not Whitewater is not too far from the DeKalb area, Chicagoland area there, and so you're going to have a lot of friends and family at the game on Saturday?
Yeah, all three of my friends will be there.
Wow, okay. You have up to three now.
Yeah,
that's great.
All three will be there, yep. There's, you know, kind of getting a few text messages and things that family that can make it kind of want, are going to get there. I'll hopefully see. You know, the tough thing is that, you know, it's we're working and it's hard.
It's
hard to really see them. But, you know, our family, you know, our my wife and kids will get a chance to see some family and friends. And that's what's most important. And but it'll be nice. I you know, it's nice that people want to make the trip and see us, and a lot of great memories, and a lot, you know, I guess that's one thing that you kind of look back at is, you know, some college teammates and things like that are making it, some longtime childhood friends, and it just shows that you feel very blessed to have those type of friends in my life.
Most importantly, is anybody going to be bringing Rippin' Good Cookies? That's all I've been hearing about.
Rippin' Good Cookies.
Yeah.
I don't know about that, but I think there'll be some breaded cheese curds, definitely, and maybe some bratwurst in the parking lot. So if you're nice to me, I may even point you in the right direction.
All right. Well, I'll pass on the cheese curds, but I will have a brat if I can get one of those. I'll take that. All right, well, Coach. Well, good luck on Saturday at Northern Illinois. When we come back, we're going to speak with senior wide receiver Malcolm Robinson. He's having a great season for the Bulls this year. You're listening to UB Football Insider with head coach Lance Leipold live on ESPN 1520.
From U Sports to the NFL, A-Turf Synthetic Grass Fields are helping athletes have fun and perform at their peak. More than 30 Western New York schools and over 400 schools nationwide call A-Turf their home field. It's what the UB Bulls play on and the Buffalo Bills too. A-Turf Titan has the highest safety rating and the longest warranty. A-Turf, optimal performance for athletes, superior value for owners. Learn more at aturf.com.
Join us at Santora's Pizza Pub and Grill. Hey, it's Paul Santora letting you know we have two great locations. One on Millersport Highway next to the Marriott, one on Transit Road next to Transit Lanes. We've got 60 taps, 66 TVs. All of our food is made to order with the freshest and most natural ingredients. Both locations have live music, Millersport on Friday, Transit Friday and Saturday night. There's no better place to enjoy football and hockey with great drink and food specials for every game. Santora's Pizza Pub and Grill since 1927, four generations strong, the only family to say we are the original. Santora's Pizza Pub and Grill. Great food, great people, great beer.
This month at Town BMW, lease a 2016 BMW 320i xDrive sedan for $275 per month. Only $275 per month. Call 505-2100, 505-2100, or stop by 8215 Main Street in Williamsville today.
Town BMW is proud to be the official auto partner of UB Athletics and offers special pricing to UB students and employees.
Pricing, performance.
We got this, Coach. Join our hometown team and let's have a winning season.
We love our town!
From banner raising to buzzer beaters, don't miss another second of Bulls basketball. Get your season tickets today and be part of history as the men's team chases their third consecutive MAC title.
He shoots a three. He hits.
Oh, yes! Are you kidding me?
While the women look to defend theirs.
To Stephanie Reeves, she might be the one to take his final shot. She tosses it. Good! The Bulls have got it!
For tickets, call 877-UB-THERE or visit ubbulls.com.
Welcome back to UB Football Insider with Lance Leipold, live from Santora's Pizza Pub and Grill on Millersport Highway, right next to UB Stadium. Here's John Fuller.
Fans looking for official UB Athletics merchandise? Check out the UB Team Store. a shop located inside Alumni Arena, or shop online at ubbulls.com. All right, we're now visiting with senior wide receiver Malcolm Robinson. Welcome to the show, Malcolm.
Hey, John, how are you doing?
I'm doing great. Malcolm, you know, kind of a quiet year to start the season, but really coming on strong in his last couple games. You have, in your last two games, you had 9 catches for 132 yards and a touchdown. What do you think you've done here in the last couple games to really step up your play?
Over the last couple of weeks, I've just been pushing myself even harder in practice and just going out there, trying to go out every day with a purpose, just a purpose to get better and intensity to get better. Just been trying to motivate the receivers because we haven't been having a good year all around, but just trying to just keep motivating everybody. Just go out there and just give it our all and everything like that. But have I been noticing over the last couple of weeks, me just going out there and practicing what, like 10 times harder than I already has, man, and then helping out a lot in the game, making the game a lot more easy.
Yeah, do you feel like, you know, this is being your senior year, do you kind of see the end soon? Does that make you work harder? Like, this is it. I have 6 more games left. I got to make them count.
Exactly. That's exactly what it came down to. I just start putting stuff in perspective and everything like that. Just like, wow. Like, we was talking today. We had a little team meeting. And basically, the season is almost over. So I'm cherishing every moment I have, just creating memories and making sure that I'm going to give it all I got until that last game.
Yeah, no doubt about it. Talk about, you know, playing with being able to play the quarterback like Tyree Jackson, because I've been amazed at how well he's progressed. You know, he started off obviously, you know, a little slow as a freshman, but at least last couple games, I mean, he threw over 300 yards in the last game, and obviously you were a big contributor to that. But just talk about Tyree and you know, how have you ever seen like a freshman quarterback step up and play like he's played?
Yeah, I mean, Tyree, he's definitely been putting a lot of work in. I love how he's just been progressing and everything. Just in the huddle alone, he's just been becoming more of a leader. You can tell he's just getting way more comfortable with the system, way more comfortable with the players and everything. We all have a good relationship. Like, everybody on the team is family. So I feel like as senior receivers, like me and Marcus, and we just have been helping him along, just helping him in the huddle and everything. Like, how he's been voicing up, he could tell that he's just speaking up and having that leadership role. We've been telling him about the deep balls and everything. You know how strong his arm is. He's been doing a lot better with that, as you can tell. Like, he just loves every time you get a chance to show that arm strength, he's definitely going to show it. But we told him to, like, help him out with a little bit more touch. And, of course, Coach K, he definitely been helping him out a lot. So,
yeah. Talk about that arm strength. I hear rumors around practice. I wanted to get it true from a receiver that sometimes he throws the ball so hard that when you guys go and use the jugs machines after practice, you ask him to, like, turn it up as high as he can so it can replicate, you know, how hard he throws the ball. Is that true?
We definitely have to turn it up just so we can get used to the balls, like coming across the middle and everything. He definitely, that's when he put the most fire on it. So you just got to get used to it. I mean, over the summer, we had numerous times just to work on that time and everything like that. So it's been coming along wrong.
Yeah. Talk about your game specifically. Being a senior, you take on more of a leadership role in the locker room, maybe among the receivers or among the whole team. Like, talk about, you know, your role.
Marcus is more vocal than I am, but I lead by example.
I know that.
You know how Marcus is. Yeah. Marcus is definitely a goofy one. He take on more of the leader role as for the team, and he's more vocal about me. Like, I make to make sure that the receivers, I can go talk. It's like a smaller group.
Yep.
I'm not as vocal, but I'm definitely trying to. I'm the one that you can look at to lead by example. I'm gonna go out there. I'm gonna bust my tail. I'm gonna work hard, so everybody can look at me like, all right, he's doing it right.
Yeah.
So that's why I always try to do that. My mom always told me to do that. So, like, mentors, everything. So that's what I always try to do. So, like, at least you can at least look at me, and then if you have a problem, I'll definitely go up to talk to different people, make sure that everybody's good. Talk to, like, even when we this week in practice, like, the scout team players, I'm like, I'm on them. Like, this, you know what I mean? I'm like a one-on-one leader like that.
Yep.
Yeah. So, like, vocal, like, outstanding in front of the team. No, I'm not too much of that. But
yeah, no, I talk good. Everybody has a different role in the team. That's good. So you're a native of Canton, Ohio, right?
Yes, sir.
Home of the Pro Football Hall of Fame. A lot of people know that. You went to high school at Canton McKinley High School.
Yes, sir.
And
go Dogs.
Now, that's right. Now, I know what my high school field looked like when I was in high school, and they're usually not that nice, but you had the pleasure of playing in Fawcett Stadium at Pro Football Hall of Fame, where they play NFL games every year. Mm-hmm. Talk about that experience and being able to play in that stadium and know some of the other names that have played in that stadium as well.
Man, the tradition there at Camp McKinley High School is unreal. I mean, my first – I mean, growing up, all along, like, even when you was playing, like, little Pop Warner and everything like that, just, like, that was your main goal. That was, like, that was your purpose. Like, all right, yeah, I'm going to McKinley. Like, I'm going to bust my tail in practice and go to McKinley. And even the coaches used that as motivation at Pop Warner. Like, y'all not playing hard enough. Y'all not going to be playing at McKinley ball like this. So, like, it used to give me a lot more motivation. So, like, growing up, I knew I was going to be a dog, so... Just growing up in that, just going to, like, the Master McKinley games, it was just unreal. Like, even the home games, like, it was, like, averaging, like, 12,000 just as, like, on a regular home night. And then the Master McKinley game, it was, like, averaging 30. But back in the day, they was even selling out Fawcett Stadium just for the high school game. It was so crazy. I remember my sophomore year, I actually started in the Master McKinley game. That was my first Master McKinley game ever. It was on the home sideline, so I just happened to look over. I was at receiver. I'm looking over at the ball. I remember I just seeing a sea of red and black. It was the craziest thing. I remember my legs were shaking. I was so nervous. But I actually had a good game, man. I actually contributed right.
Yeah, now playing in that kind of environment, did that help you when you got to the college level? Because obviously, you're playing in front of big crowds in high school. Mm-hmm. You know, now you should be ready for it.
My coach, my head coach that was at my high school, Coach Ron Johnson, he did fantastic job. It's just how he used to run the program at high school. He ran it like a college. So it was like an easy transition when I got to college.
Yeah.
Like, everything we had film, we had meetings, we had all of that. And, like, even how the practice structure was, he did the same thing because he came from Miami, Ohio. Okay. At one point, he was down there. I think he was the running backs coach down there. But he just has – him doing that, it's just like when I first got up here, it was just like I never left. Like, everybody was like, yo, what is meetings, all this, watching film, da da da. Like, it was just a way easier transition just because of him.
Yeah, and then did I hear that, did you work at the Hall of Fame, or do you guys, like, volunteer in the Hall of Fame in high school?
Yeah, growing up, being in high school at McKinley, during Hall of Fame week, the Hall of Fame used to come over because, you know, we have a big team and everything. So, like, we used to have to set up chairs for the ceremony. So, you used to have set up chairs, and then you could get in to the Hall of Fame for free. We used to watch, like, a lot of great, like, speeches just because you're getting in for free, as you can see. I think the crazy thing is when I first committed to Buffalo, I ran back home and I actually watched. I remember I think Shannon Sharp, maybe.
Yeah.
I think Shannon Sharp he got inducted to the Hall of Fame. I actually made it back, and it was a big thing. But
you got to meet him?
No, we didn't get to meet. I didn't get to meet him that day. But I think the most memorable one was when it was called Midnight Madness. And Midnight Madness was like the first day of, like, actual live contact you can have in Ohio. So we used to do it at midnight. It was whatever day it was. I can't remember. But it was like right before. It was like the weekend of Hall of Fame weekend. Mm-hmm. And I remember we was out for practice right before practice and everything. Marcus Allen, he came out and he came and talked to us. So, like, it's like a big event. It's like this, cause that practice right there was like the first little lick of football everybody got to see for the weekend before the game. So everybody used to show out for the city, and then, like, after that, it was gonna be the Hall of Fame weekend parade, and that was gonna be in the morning, but it's like at midnight, so everybody come to the game, and then after that, you would stay out all night, and then you would stay up for the parade and watch the parade. But that was a crazy thing when Marcus Allen actually came and talked to us. He gave us some words of encouragement, and was just talking to us and just motivated us. I remember that was a big night. Everybody went out there and practiced hard that night, too.
I can imagine. That's awesome to be able to hear from a great like Marcus Allen. Awesome. Well, Marcus, we really appreciate your time joining us on the show, and best of luck this Saturday against Northern Illinois. We just get W, all right?
Yes, sir.
All right. Well, thanks a lot for listening, everybody. We'll be back here on next Tuesday is our next show here. UB Football Insider live on ESPN 1520. Thanks and good night, everybody.
UB Football Insider with Lance Leipold is presented by Santora's Pizza Pub and Grill, co-sponsored by Kegworks and A-Turf, and brought to you by our Team UB partners, New Era Cap, Nike, AdPro Sports, WGRZ Channel 2, Pepsi, Town BMW, ComDoc. Go to ubbulls.com for schedules, highlights, and everything Buffalo Bulls. Go blue, go white.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work, both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sportsbook on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
Sometimes in football, you need just a little more for that first down. You need to be pushing the pile. And on our new podcast, we'll give you that extra effort.
I'm Mike Renner, a longtime NFL analyst who helped develop player evaluation systems that every NFL team uses to this day.
And I'm Kyle Long, former all-pro offensive lineman in the NFL who knows a thing or two about getting people moving.
You'll get expertise from inside the trenches and behind the tape for 4 episodes every week. So make sure you download and subscribe to the Pushing the Pile podcast on the Odyssey app.